The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Last week we were talking about me falling and Otto was laughing at me. You know what? He fell. Oh. My husband, DJ Automatic, fell in slow motion in front of me. And I was like, he needs some milk. Good morning. It's Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
I'm the one who fell. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So what was happening here was I was making a plate of chicken with some hot sauce. And I turned around and I, of course, my cat are at my feet, and I stepped on one of the cats, and this started my fall of slow motion here. And so I have this chicken plate with hot sauce, and I'm trying not to drop it on the carpet, and I'm like trying to avoid that. As I do that, I run my toes right into the wall, three of them, which causes me to want to scream in pain and agony. But yes. Dana's mother is staying with us, and she is a recovering cancer patient, so I couldn't scream or do anything. I had to keep it in, and it just made me kind of like withered slowly down to the ground when I did drop the chicken and the hot sauce on the carpet.
It was chicken everywhere. No, and I love that he tries to make this seem like it was all just pre-planned.
It was pretty graceful, Dana.
You went from the stove to the front of the kitchen in like 4 seconds. I'm like, how did it happen? And it was like a roll, like a small fall. And the cats had run in all directions.
Oh my God.
Trying to save the chicken. Yeah. The chicken was everywhere, Anthony. I had to wash the rug. I'm like, what is happening here? I even got up and said, you need help. And he's like, I don't need any help, Dana. I'm just hurting, Dana.
Like, the way you're describing it, Otto, makes it sound like a clumsy Godzilla.
It was kind of like that.
It was. It really was.
If there would have been a small building next to me, I would have knocked it down. Yeah.
You know how T-Rex has little arms, so he can't do anything? That was Otto with everything in his hands. He just looked like a little like
And it was
T-Rex.
Also, I will say this, some bad karma. 15 yep. minutes earlier, I had been watching some Facebook fights and made a comment about people moving in slow motion like the Matrix.
And there you go.
And then guess what happened?
Shouldn't be watching those videos on Facebook. That's why the algorithm's poor.
Automatic, I will be with you, though. Nothing, it's like when you stub your toe, it's not only like a physical pain, it's one that aggravates me. Dude, it like makes me mad. Like,
it did that, and then now I have three purple toes.
The worst part about hitting a toe, though, is that when you hit it, it doesn't hurt right away. Yeah. But you know it's coming. You know, you know.
Oh, my God. That's why I fell in slow motion.
One, two, three. The pain hits you like, no.
I got a question for you, Dana. Would you rather take that toe pain or getting hit in the back of the ankle by a shopping cart?
I think I'll take the toe pain. That is, Otto constantly runs over
I never
over
do that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. He's the cart controller. And then he'll,
one of us has to drive
he'll
it right.
Be, he'll be in, I'll be in front of him, and I'm so afraid because he will nick my, oh, my. And what am I going to do? I can't choose violence in the grocery store because
no,
everybody's watching me.
No way.
And Anthony, don't act like you haven't fumbled the ball because I've seen you bomb at bingo. You were the bingo caller.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything right now, Dana?
Fumbling the ball. That you notice I used fumble the ball. Nah, you're not going to get away with it. I'm just the judge and jury here.
No, okay, listen. Yes, I did bomb at bingo, okay? And for those who've never called 2 hours worth of bingo, I was on my 18th minute, and I didn't attach the ball hooker right to the spinning thing. I don't know the name of it. And when I went to spin it, my balls dropped everywhere, all right? My bingo balls dropped everywhere, okay? And that's extremely embarrassing. And Dana, what does that have to do with anything?
Because you're acting like we're the only ones that have ever embarrassed themselves.
No!
I just remember
you have grandma yelling at you, pick up the ball!
Yeah, exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cannon Bauer, a 16-year-old, was putting gas in his vehicle and heard commotion across the street at another gas station. And he decided to cross the street and go see what's going on. He didn't realize it, but there was a man attempting a kidnapping at that moment. This is the 911 called the clerk's maid.
He's after a lady with her kids. He's in the store. We can't get him out.
There's a crazy man.
It's okay. They're on the way. They're almost there, okay?
They're on their way. Everybody's on their way, okay? Just stay on the line with me.
Pulled this man down that was attempting to kidnap two small children from their mother.
Oh.
Held this man down, rather. And by the way, he had a knife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that, to me, I'm like, what in the world? I don't think that many people would have this kind of courage to step in. He must have been so brave. Yeah, they were just watching. Well, the women were trying, but they couldn't get a hold of him. This is Cannon explaining what happened.
I was about to get in my truck and leave when I heard someone screaming from across the street, a woman with a baby running away from this guy. Like, I just knew something was wrong, you know, that someone was screaming for help. So I flew across the street. There's a man holding the door and trying to kick down the door so he could get to those kids where they were hiding. And so I grabbed him from behind and pulled him down onto his back. They were in my way. I wrestled and that I'm a big guy. So I trusted myself. I had him and he wasn't going nowhere.
16 at the time. I am so sad to report that Cannon has since passed away in a motorcycle accident, which I could not believe. This boy was a hero.
Yeah.
He saved somebody. Courage beyond courage.
They do have a day now in New Mexico called Cannon Bauer Day, of Valor for him.
Well deserved. Can you step in a situation like that? Would you do that? I think all of us think we have the courage. He saved two children. That mother is probably, you know, she probably changed the children's names to his name, you know?
I think everybody thinks they're going to step in.
Right, Otto?
I remember one time I was in San Francisco in the Bay, and there was a guy who had a small machete, and he started robbing a woman, older woman, and I
oh my God.
I wanted to step up. I wanted to say something, but I was like, I'm not going to get chopped with a machete over this.
And were you scared? You felt scared?
Yeah, I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I let him take her purse.
How far was it, like, close to you? Automatic? Was it happening?
Within
how far?
Less than 10 feet.
Oh.
She didn't fight back or anything.
No, she handed over the purse right away, but, like, in my head, I thought, oh, I'm going to be a hero. I'm going to save the day, and then I was like, don't want to get stabbed.
You shouldn't. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Most police officers will say don't. I can't believe that happened to you. Because I know you, but let me tell you something. I have a good girlfriend who unfortunately was fighting somebody. They were robbing her and trying to take her purse, and she didn't give it up, and she got hurt. So you should just give the purse away. Don't try to get, don't intervene. Don't just, here, it's a purse. That can be replaced.
I was trying to scale that between the situation with Automatic and our hero Cameron and what he did. And I think for me, the difference was if I seen a person getting robbed for material things in that quick moment, yeah, I might not jump. But if it's like the children were being separated and there's obviously all this commotion going on,
right,
I would like to think that I could render some help. But I also know I have physical limitations as well, too.
Same, Anthony. I'm 5'2". I'm not stepping in to do anything. Yeah, I'm yelling. I'm loud.
There was another situation where my friend Steve Barella, who is a very small man, who has a very, very big mouth, and he decided that he was going to mouth off to a bunch of guys, and then they decided they were going to get extremely racist with him, and I stepped in for that. Didn't go that well for that one either. I ended up getting jumped by a bunch of guys and kicked in the face and got my nose broken, but I did save Steve. Steve didn't get beat up.
Well, then there's a happy ending.
I kind of feel like Steve deserved to get beat up a little bit.
If he's the one mouthing off.
You know what? After that happened, I told him I should have let them beat you.
And was Steve like in there, like helping out and stuff?
No.
Where was he?
I think he hid.
Steve.
That is horrible. If you see something, say something, okay? And call 911 immediately.
And
It doesn't always go down like the movies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B is a beautiful woman. What former basketball player is crushing on her? I'm going to play the audio for you after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, we have rapper Finesse 2 times and comedian Bill Burr celebrating their birthday.
That's one person I would love to have in the studio, Bill Burr. He's
funny
so
guy.
Funny and so smart.
And angry.
Oh, for sure. I love that. Okay, Cardi B performed a couple of nights ago for halftime for the NBA Finals, right? In New York, because she's from New York. And instead of talking about the performance, Charles Barkley, of course, was being Charles Barkley.
Competing with Cardi B here. I don't know if those B's, that might be Cardi B's. I sure am, new love is here. I'm pretty sure those are B's.
Cardi, I don't know who said that, but I know it wasn't
Chuck, you little dick. You can't get to me, because I told you to.
She got the wrong initials.
Charles Barkley is doing what Charles Barkley does, saying whatever he's thinking.
You gotta love it, though.
You know, he's the only person I've ever known that got caught hiring a lady of the night and kept his job. Nobody even cared. What is the deal?
Certain things are expected of Charles Barkley at this point.
That is wild, though. Cardi B is a beautiful woman. I don't know that she would date somebody like Charles Barkley. Isn't he married?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think so, actually. No,
yeah, probably not after the lady of the night thing. Probably.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if that has to do with that. I don't know if there's anybody who could tolerate him for 24 hours
a
day.
Thank you. Thank you. That means Cardi's probably wanting to date him right now. No, I'm just kidding. I think that she is somebody that anybody can look at and say she's a beautiful woman.
She is a beautiful woman. I was excited to see her doing halftime. I was surprised because.
How? She's from New York.
Well, I want to know what New York spent to put her at halftime because that was not cheap.
I don't think that they're having to spend a lot for those kind of things because the Knicks, go Spurs go, have not been in the NBA Finals for over 50 years is what I read.
I will say that.
So New York pride is coming out, yeah, you know. Well, go Spurs go.
In ways they shouldn't be. That's a whole other conversation.
Why? What happened? No,
because they're trying to beat up everybody after the games. They attack some Spurs fans. Some Spurs fans got stabbed. There's like, it's crazy. I would not wear a Knicks jersey to game 5 in San Antonio.
Let me tell you something. I got two words. San Antonio. Let it roll.
No loves for the Knicks.
Let it roll.
Over here anymore. After all that, at first I was like, because I was trying to be impartial because of my connection to the Suns, but now I'm like, nah. Because
you're the DJ for the Phoenix Suns.
I don't really see the big deal. They're just acting like football fans or soccer fans, as someone say.
Oh, Anthony, come on. They are not. That's too much.
Soccer fans get crazy in other parts of the world.
Them Premier League people, this is like light work for them. So I like us embracing European culture.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're looking for caller 9 to play Who's Lying? Woo! Yeah. Free merch, hoodie, or a t-shirt. Are you always lying? Oh my gosh. 877-730-DCS1. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Sandra.
Sandra, you're caller 9. You get to play Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Sandra, let's do it. Let's do it. Oh my gosh. I really hope you win either this hoodie or t-shirt. You get to choose. Sandra, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Sandra, when I was little, I always had like dogs and cats, but now it's like no pets in my casa house. I don't want it. I used to be different when I was little. You know, I really liked them, but the thing is, I think they kind of smell bad. I don't want pets in my bed.
Oh.
And I certainly don't want hairy clothes. Have you ever met that person at work that has hair all over their clothes? I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it's
not happening, Sandra, in my house.
Sandra, DJ Automatic here. When I was 6 years old, my love for dogs was very, very strong. And then my mom actually took me to the vet to put down my dog, which became a very traumatic experience. And then as I got older, my mom actually used to use the pound as a scare tactic for the dogs. She would take them to, like, it was kind of like scared straight. She would take them to the pound and then
they would
leave them there for a couple days. Yeah, when they misbehave. And then she'd go pick them up like 2 days later and be like, if you do that again, I'm going to leave you here.
Oh, man. Yo. All right. What's up, Sandra? Yo, Anthony A. And I adopted my first dog, Metro, at a happy hour event that was also for rescue dogs. And he was my road dog for a few years. And thanks to him, I had an entanglement with two different dog sitters. Yeah, shout out Metro. But I recently rehomed him, and he's living a great life now. I love you, bro.
Sandra, somebody in this studio, either myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatico, or best friend, Anthony A., is telling a lie. If you guess correctly who it is, you win either a hoodie or a t-shirt. Who's lying?
Oh, my God. Dana.
You're right, Sandra.
Yes.
I love animals. In fact, we have two
huskies and two cats.
I was attacked by a dog when I was little, and I still don't even care. I love dogs, and I love cats. Sandra, do you have any pets?
Yes, I do. I have three dogs.
What kind of dogs
do you have?
Yeah.
They're like beagles.
Oh, what are their names?
Truby, Shelby, and Molly. All girls.
That sounds like a movie. Truby, Shelby, and Molly.
The Golden Girls.
Sandra, thank you for making the Dana Cortez Show your new number one. It means the world to me that you wake up with us every single day. We love you!
Every single day I hear you guys. Oh, I'm so thankful.
I'm so thankful. Hold on, because producer Jack has to get all your details. I'm so glad Sandra won, and I want to meet her dogs now. If you want to play Who's Lying, same time, same place next week. And by the way, coming in September, we are going to have a new game called Wheel O Games. And I can't wait. 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever forgotten something when you're going on vacation or you got a work trip or something and you realize it when you get to the airport or you realize it when you get to your destination because one couple forgot something, arguably one of the most important things you're supposed to take with you. Their viral video is hilarious. Take a listen.
We just drove 6 hours today to see the cruise and we didn't pick up suitcase.
She forgot her suitcase.
We put all our clothes in the same suitcase.
Bro, you ain't gonna believe this bull. We just drove all the way down here and our bag of clothes ain't in. Please tell me there's a store on this boat with clothes.
They get to the place, they have to park their car and they realize they have no clothes at all and they're getting on the boat. And by the way, we've cruised before. Otto used to DJ on the Disney cruises and there are clothes on there, but it's all like
You could buy stuff on there, right?
You can buy
for a lot of money.
And you're probably going to have to wear a muumuu.
Yeah, it's not the most attractive clothes. Like it's just like gift store.
This reminds me of the time my parents had taken me and my family to Jamaica. And my sister, we were there for 2 weeks. We would go to Jamaica, but we wouldn't stay in a hotel. We would stay at an actual house in a neighborhood.
No, your parents would stay there months at a time.
Yeah, it was way cheaper to do it that way. And my sister, first time she had gone down there, they'd lose her luggage. We're going to be there for 2 weeks. And they keep telling her their luggage is coming, her luggage is coming.
Nobody else's luggage, just Sarah Maddock?
Just hers. Moo-moo's for 2 weeks.
Oh, she hates Jamaica.
Jamaica. She won't go there. She refuses to go because she's
ridiculous.
The whole experience. And then the worst part about it is we're literally going to get in the taxi to go back to the airport. Another taxi pulls up and it's her bags.
Bags were on island time.
They were on island time.
Dang. Everybody's talking about Love Island. This is Hate Island.
Do you remember the time? I don't remember if it was for the Grammys or for the Oscars or what, but you forgot your hair.
Oh, Otto. What are you talking about? My hair.
Dana forgot her fake hair.
I remember. So if I have an event, I will wear hair extensions. And we were at the Oscars. Yes, it was. And we got to the hotel and I opened my bag and I realized my hair wasn't there. And Otto's like, you don't need it. I said, this is the red carpet, baby. Mama needs her hair. Okay. So I called our daughter, Ava Maddock, and our babysitter at the time, Joanne. And I was like, I need you to get to FedEx by 4 p.m. because I can get this hair tomorrow at 4 a.m. if you get there. They were rushing through traffic.
I will say,
boom, boom, boom.
Joanne took very little thing serious. She took that very serious.
Oh, she was like, girl, we got to get your hair. And I look good. I'm going to post a picture. It was a great day. Yeah, it was a great day.
One of the moments where we broke through as a show on a, I guess, like a friendship level was when I came into the studio one time and Dana just had like 4 strips of hair laying down. And I was like, what's going on here, dude? Yeah. And then the other time was the chemical pill. That was crazy.
My skin
Dana
is
looked like Freddy Krueger for 2 weeks.
My skin is literally dripping. He's like, I guess we're best friends now.
I was like, I would have been here for 2 weeks. What's going on?
What is happening?
This is what I have to do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.